Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Greg Gutfeld.
I'm Tammy Bruce. And this is the Fox News Rundown.
Friday, February 10th, 2023. I'm Eben Brown. Just as the U.S. announces plans to economically target China for the spy balloon, the U.S. detects another flying object and orders it shot down over Alaskan waters. What will it take to get other nations to join the U.S. in divestment?
Where they're talking about just more transparency of what companies invest in China. So sort of publicly shaming those companies as opposed to an actual actionable item.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Hey folks, it's your man Keyshawn Johnson here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
The Biden administration has taken plenty of criticism this week, especially domestically, over its reaction to the discovery of a China-originated flying object that was spotted by civilians as it flew over Montana. The U.S. military believes it to be a spy balloon. China says it's a civilian weather balloon. The U.S. military waited for it to transverse the continental U.S. before shooting it down. But before the White House could articulate its longer-term response, another balloon popped up and was shot down Friday off Alaska's coast.
On February 9, North American Aerospace Defense Command detected an object on ground radar and further investigated and identified the object using fighter aircraft. The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
U.S. Air Force Brigadier General Patrick Ryder, the Pentagon spokesman, "We are told this object is no longer a threat."
NSC spokesperson John Kirby confirms that the U.S. late Thursday into Friday at some point shot down another object now.
Edward Lawrence from the Fox Business Network speaks to us from Washington.
It was an airship at 40,000 feet, and it had just entered the coastal waters of Alaska's airspace. And the president gave the order to shoot it down, this time not waiting. Now, they cannot confirm if this one is Chinese, but they can confirm that it was dumber, so to speak, in air quotes, dumber than the last Chinese airship that came through across the United States and was shot down off of the coast of South Carolina. This one did not have the maneuverability, according to John Kirby, that the other one did. So they're going to have to retrieve it and figure out exactly where it came from.
I think it begs the question, if it wasn't China from where this originated, then from where did it come from? And I think that perhaps maybe the working idea would be likely it came from China. But that you're saying at this point, they don't know.
At this point, they can't confirm, but that would be the working theory that China has sent another object to further test President Biden's resolve on this. But this object was at 40,000 feet. The Chinese spy airship that flew across the United States that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina was at 60,000 feet. So this one much lower and possibly headed towards the oil fields of Alaska. They don't have the exact route, but that is the vicinity of where it was going.
Certainly alarming, no matter where it's coming from. But this certainly the first balloon, meaning first that we knew about that became such the subject of intense discussion and whatnot. This has had some ripple effects with regard to foreign policy, and in some ways the Biden administration was caught unawares with a lot of things, and they do look like it, and it looks like they want to. Try to rally the world with some kind of economic reaction to this, and you've been reporting on this today. So let's hear from you. What exactly the Biden administration wants to do?
Well, first, it's very interesting because you had the president downplaying in an interview he did Thursday the incursion. He's saying it's not a major breach anyway. That's a quote from the president. Anyway, it's not a major breach. So President Biden downplaying this. But then you also behind the scenes have the U.S. working on this plan possibly to limit the amount of U.S. investment going into China, specifically in advanced technology. So an NSC spokesperson tells me this. We're making, this is a quote from the NSC spokesperson. We are making progress in formulating an approach to address outbound investments to provide greater transparency on U.S. investment into China and other countries of concern. And then it goes on to particularly talking about blunting our technological edge and undermining our supply chain resilience. So at this moment, it's only talk about what to do. But we did speak with a former White House economic advisor and former member of the National Security Council, Cleet Wilhelms, who said that coordination with allies is key because if the U.S. limits private investment from the U.S. going into China, it has to be uniform across all of our allies. Otherwise, you just hurt the U.S. economy, U.S. companies, where you have European or German or United Kingdom companies putting their money, just replacing what the U.S. has been investing in.
Do you think the Europeans would play ball here? I mean, again, these say whether you're doing, you know, a lack of or you're stifling investment or you were to even go as far as make sanctions, people need to abide by those rules, if you will, or that agreement. So is it likely that the economic powers of, let's say, Europe would go along with this?
I would say if you asked me this 2.5 years ago, I'd say probably yes. You asking me this now under the Biden administration, maybe no. You had former President Donald Trump squarely focused on the threat that China imposed on the world. And he sort of rallied folks behind that. And yes, he used a blunt instrument to do it with tariffs and whatnot. But this president, President Joe Biden, seems to be a little softer in his tone and his response to what the Chinese are doing. And I think the world is looking at that. So you're going to look at other countries, see our kind of lukewarm, this is kind of the message we're giving. Yes, they want to do all these things behind the scenes or, you know, sort of in the shadows. But publicly, the president is not being really focused on the Chinese threat that could be emerging. So you might not see Europe follow along with this, which is why the language in the statement that I had read earlier might be a little toned down, where they're talking about just more transparency of what companies invest in China. So sort of publicly shaming those companies as opposed to an actual actionable item.
We're speaking with Edward Lawrence, Fox Business Network correspondent, on the Biden administration's idea to collaborate with Europe to economically punish China for sending spy balloons. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more straight ahead. I would also think that Europe is not as flexible as it might have been a couple of years ago, all to do with Russia and Ukraine. There is a severe cutoff of resources that Europe is experiencing now anyway because of the war in Ukraine. They may be reliant on China for certain things that they perhaps would rather not be, but they are nonetheless. So that would probably factor into their compliance here, to their agreeing to do this, would it not?
Yeah, plus 2.5 years ago, the European Union signed a trade deal, a limited trade deal, but a trade deal nonetheless with China that expanded kind of what they were going back and forth with in terms of transactions with China. Now, the U.S. is trying to get semiconductors, for example, the United Kingdom and the Netherlands, Japan and the Netherlands came to an agreement saying that they aren't going to send as many now semiconductor chips to China. Like, the U.S. is limiting the amount of AI technology and highly advanced semiconductor chips going into China. So you're starting to see some countries individually do that. But as a bloc, the European Union, it might be tough to get them to decide to cut off China, so to speak.
And it may just be tougher here in the U.S. as well. You know, we have become so reliant on China's manufacturing prowess over the past 20 years. If we're so used to buying what we need, you know, using our smartphone, probably on Amazon, very likely those products are coming from a Chinese manufacturer. We're not buying a lot of things made in America because they're not made here. That puts us in a precarious position, too. Or does it put China in a precarious position? We need stuff, but if we stop buying their stuff, they stop making money.
That's true. The problem is that the government subsidizes a lot of its companies. So if the U.S. says, okay, we're not going to buy any more semiconductors or let's say solar panels from China, what happens is, and what has happened, is that China then will infuse cash to those companies as a government, and then those companies will lower the price artificially below what the price is globally. And that runs our folks out of business, and then they raise the price again once our companies can't compete to that. So you're seeing this game played by China that U.S. companies do fall into because there's a billion people over there and they make a ton of money when you get into the Chinese market. But on the flip side of that, for national security concerns, and especially with supply chain resilience, we saw the problems during the pandemic. Those are going to continue as long as businesses, you know, heavily rely on China. Now, you see Apple, turning a corner there. They're moving some manufacturing to Austin, Texas for their chips and their phones, and they're moving some phone manufacturing over to India. So they're diversifying, but you're only talking about 25%. So 75% then comes from China.
Edward Lawrence, Fox Business Network, thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thanks, Evan.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.